Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
Some confusion on Sound and Nick's Vision. Might have caught the listener on the hop. I certainly caught Nick Elliott on the hop. Welcome, Nick Elliott, to Volume 36, a whole new era in the Sound and Nick's Vision history.
Alex, very nice to see you again, my friend. How you been?
Very good indeed. And just in case you're wondering what that new era actually starts with, I think it's time we actually brought in our man once more.
Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
I like that, Alex. I like that. It's a bit of star, mate. It's a bit of me.
Exactly, that's right. We were going to include Sue Rice in there as well, but, you know, she has her own. There are reasons. We're in the process of negotiation.
Yeah, but Sue's not listening. She's a look, isn't she? You just look at Sue. You don't listen.
Oh, thanks.
It's an ogle thing, isn't it? It's an ogle thing, you know.
Hashtag don't go there, Nick.
Well, I won't.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Very well, Sue Rice.
Hello, good Nick. How are you?
Hello, Susan.
I can't wait
are
to
you
hear.
Well?
Very well. Thank you. I can't wait to hear the songs that you've chosen today.
I can't actually because I can't remember any of them.
Oh.
Well, shall we give you a clue with respect to the first one? Actually, the second one, because we're just listening to Confusion and ELO. Second one actually deals with potential gender realignment, which could be interesting.
Right.
It's the White Stripes. I Want to Be the Boy.
I want to be the boy to warm your mother's heart. I'm so scared to take you away. I try to win her over from the start, but something always got in the way. We've been sitting in your backyard for hours, but she won't even come out and say hi. While my mother baked a little cake for you, and even dreaded when you said goodbye. What kind of car wheels do I have to pull? What kind of jokes should I lay out of now? I'm inclined to go finish high school, just to make a notice that I'm around. Well, nothing I can mumble seems to work. It feels like everything I say is a lie. Never have I felt like such a jerk. I'm afraid to even open my eyes, because I really don't want her to judge me. I want her to really know who I am. And then and only then will she love me. Well, at least that was the plan. If ever a boy needed a holiday, if ever a girl needed someone to hold, I just hope I don't act the same. By the time that I get that
Stripes. I Want to Be the Boy. Okay, we're not whispering because it is volume 36 of Sound and Nick's Vision, and we're just motoring through in so many magical, delightful ways. I don't know quite what Sue's actually doing there. She's moving around the studio like some kind of Gary Barlow-et possessed soul. It's almost as though. And it's not, I mean, you're going to feature, I mean, just as Nick, I have to say, it's highly unlikely you're going to feature Wigfield and Saturday Night, nee, nee, na, 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 on the show.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Exactly.
Not knowing me as you do.
No Eurovision.
It's not at my boulevard,
exactly.
Is it?
Exactly. Precisely. I mean, 35 shows have actually passed us by. And
we know in each other quite well after that amount of time, don't we?
I like to feel that. You know,
do you think the romance is over, or do you think we've moved it up a bit? You and me?
Different level. Electric Light Orchestra, The White Stripes, and now we go almost country, which would please our sister programme Sound and Country Vision,
yeah,
with Tessa Snart, who is already working on some live acoustic guitar from Chloe Rose in the next edition of Sound and Country Vision. She was
on
tour with us at Els Bailey's concert in Saltburn by the Sea. Really, we had the Snart family. It's very good, which reminded me, actually, we still haven't actually gone on location with Sound and Next Vision.
We can do that this year.
needs to be sorted, because, you know, it's not as though we're heading for a bright lights big city for no sort of reason at all, really.
No.
Sue, Wynton Marsalis, Willie Nelson. Names that...
Willie Nelson, yes.
Yes, but not
Wynton Marsalis. See, this is why I like doing this show, because, you know, it completes my education, I feel.
Clearly somebody was already on the phone seeking to sign you up to another multi-million pound contract, Nick. It's happened.
That's a bark, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's part of life, let's face it. Bright Lights, Big City, Willie Nelson, Wynton Marsalis, Siren Radio, Sound and Next Vision.
Gone to my baby's head. Bright lights, big city. Gone to my baby's head. Try to tell the woman, but she won't believe a thing I said. Go light, baby. Gonna need my help someday. Yourself out. I said, go ahead, pretty baby. Go on and knock yourself out. I still love. it's all about. Bright lights, big city, gone to my baby's head. Bright lights, big city, gone to my baby's head.
Right up his nose. Oh, sorry, I was wrong. I was obviously referring to Nick's nose there, and not that I'm actually spending the time in the studio looking up Nick's nose, but I was actually looking at what he was doing 15 hours ago, actually, on Instagram, where you can actually... Well, you're obviously showing your nose to the world.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Was that a selfie, Nick, or was it just you got an arthropod to actually take a phone? Yeah, small, restricted size. Say, yeah, here, little person of restricted size.
I did it, or unassisted.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm not sure where how you find that sort of moody. It's like Nick meets the foliage meets Nick, and the rest of us look up his nose. I don't know where you want to take that, but it's artistic. What do you think, Sue?
Yeah.
Just sharing details in terms of context, because you might have already been listening to the fabulous music we've had in the first 17 minutes of Sound and Nick's Vision, volume 36, without realising that, of course, Nick can be contacted via the social media channels, and in particular, Nick Elliott at Facebook, which is... has that become a go-to place now, or is that something...
they're all pretty popular, but, Facebook, yeah. See, I'm on there
Back in 2015, size matters. It looks as though you're being swallowed by somebody on that sort of basis.
Really?
Something eaten.
Was that an evening pastime?
Who knows? But that's
Glenn Hughes, actually. The legend that is Glenn Hughes.
There you go. Nick, so far we've had the first three tunes in what might be 11, if we can squeeze them all
that'd
in.
That'd be nice.
Anyone floats your boat? You seem to be grooving down to the jazzy sounds of Winton and Willie there with Bright Lights, Big City.
I mean, is that good? Is
I love that.
That is smooth
that
as a git.
That was right up my alley. That was
smooth as a git. It really is good. Really good.
But just as Supertramp occasionally emerges as a go-to part of the Sound and Nick's Vision oeuvre, so does Huey Lewis and the News, surprisingly. Actually.
Ah.
Surprisingly.
Band.
Because, again, ties in with that whole notion of looking back to look forward, in a not too back to the future way, but in a back in time way. Any reason or rationale for this, Nick?
Not really, apart from the fact I was kind of bobbing into a bit. It was a mood thing, really. The whole show, the whole playlist is a mood thing. That's usually how I drive it. And so, your confusion, blues, you know. I rest my case.
Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
Calm down, Nick. Calm down. Okay. Was it Keith Richard? Keith Richards, of course, and the rest of the brand's new car people, who are otherwise known as the Rolling Stones. Technically, Nick, you've got a brand new car. You've got a Ford Focus.
Well, it's not a brand new one. It's,
it's new to you.
Yes, it is.
And ultimately, that's a bit of a special thing.
Yeah, a gift from my dad.
Splendid. He's still up there in heaven of heaven, looking down, thinking, "Hi, New Year."
Watching us right now, Alex.
Precisely.
As we record Total Radio Genius.
And a happy end of May to your good self, because this edition of Sounds and Next Vision will be probably on the last day of May 2018.
Really? Is it the last day of May? Oh. Goodness me.
I'm not sure how that happened. They seem to come round very quickly.
Did I miss something?
Matter of 3 weeks away from the Lincolnshire show.
Mm.
And then the nights start drawing in. So it goes. Happy Christmas, Nick. Let's move on to consider a band that, in many ways, is so desperate to be the Beatles. They're never going to be the Beatles. But they are Manchester City supporters. Yay! 100 points. That's all I shall say.
They were good in this time.
Exactly.
Very, very good.
So the Gallagher brothers, one day they might get together again. I mean, if the Spice Girls can get together, surely there's got to be hope for Noel and Liam. Maybe they should actually both work together. A kind of Spice Girls meets Oasis mashup.
Oh, please.
Oasis.
No, just don't go there.
Spoasis.
No.
The brothers are talking, aren't they?
Well, sometimes. Yes.
However, before we go into Do You Know What I Mean? Or technically, Do You Know What I Mean? Let us avoid the cod accents that we have sometimes had plague us in the programme in the past and proceed to the next little line, which is your clothing line.
My clothing line?
How can people access details about the kind of clothes that you're putting out there?
Well, the best thing to do is to go to my shop, which is nickelliott.shop. That's nickelliott.shop. Mm-hmm. Everything's on there. Hoodies, T-shirts, all the kind of stuff.
Nickelliott.shop.
And Keep Music Live, which is obviously a big part of what we do here.
Well, we were supporting that with Els Bailey, as I mentioned, in Saltburn on Saturday. Fantastic production, Soul, and doing all sorts of wonderful things. You might have seen some of the photographs up on Facebook.
I did, actually.
Yes,
yeah.
Well, there we are. She's doing. In fact, she even gave me an autographed album as well, which is truly wonderful.
Oh, that's nice.
So we'll be featuring it on another show called The Midweek Drive, in case you're interested. Anyway, Oasis is up now. Oasis, obviously, they would probably just spit out any take that, really. I mean, and sort of chew them up. But would take that ever get a Toasis, do you think? Toasis and Spice Girls?
No, they're two totally different
beings.
Beings. No, that's two completely different things.
Questions on the end.
Is that the bit in which they try to go prog rock then, Nick?
I just think that was kind of probably actually lifted from Side and Pepper.
Right.
I think it was the opportunity, you know.
Mm. Oh, well. As,
I liked it. Great, 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 great track. Well, yeah, good stuff. They were good in that time.
They are Man City supporters, so obviously they are righteous folk. And so we moved to people who had Flowers in the Window, but then moved into Driftwood. And we haven't heard of them, from them for some quite some time, actually. Indeed. Travis, Sue, have you ever encountered Travis?
I have, yes.
Are you ready for Driftwood?
Yes.
It is the seventh selection in Sound and Nick's Vision's 36th opus.
Everything is open, nothing is set in stone. Rivers turn to ocean, ocean's tide you home. Home is where the heart is, but your heart had to roam. Drifting over bridges, never to return. Watching bridges burn. Your driftwood floating underwater, breaking into pieces, pieces, pieces. Just driftwood, hollow and of no use. Waterfalls will find you, find you, grind you. Nobody is an island, everyone has to go. Pillars turn to butter, butter flying low. Low is where your heart is, but your heart has to grow. Drifting under bridges, never with the flow. And you really didn't think it would happen. Safe to go. Pushes turn to shovels, shoveling the snow. Frozen, you have chosen the path you wish to go. Drifting now forever and forevermore till you reach your shore. Your driftwood floating underwater, breaking into pieces, pieces.
And away they go. It's Sound and Nick's Vision, and we are two-thirds of the way through the programme. Only a matter of 15 minutes to actually go, so ample time to squeeze in three more magical pieces. In fact, four more magical pieces. Can we do that? I think so.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
We can. Nick, size matters. Is there going to be an equivalent in the near future, or has that been put to bed?
No, I was only ever going to do the one-off. I've got to say, Alex, but I'm working on a lot of new stuff.
Any teasers for the fans out there?
Afraid not. These are a little dark.
All right.
Little dark.
Is that dark as in gothic?
Well, just dark.
Dark as in sort of need some illumination in that?
Well, no, just dark.
Just dark.
Works
very
in progress.
Deathly dark.
Ooh. Works in progress.
Well, that makes sense to me. I never thought, Nick, in all of the shows we've done so far, you would have actually ever dug out Phil Collins.
I think this guy gets some bad PR.
I do.
Unjustifiably.
I like his stuff.
He is a serious drummer. A serious, serious drummer.
Yeah, well, drummer, okay, but, you know, in terms of singing.
This was a good track. I quite like this. I think it was from Buster.
Cover version,
of Buster?
Course. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's definitely a cover, but... I've got this obsession with the train robbery, you see.
Is that so?
Yeah, the great train robbery. I'm obsessed with it.
Did you visit Ronnie Biggs when he was in Britain?
No, I didn't, actually. No, I didn't. It wasn't that far from where I am that he kind of...
Well, not now, obviously.
No. He's a long way now. Right,
exactly.
He's a long way. Yeah. But it was Norwich.
Right.
Norwich, where he died. Norwich prison.
Yeah. It's Ron, of course. I mean, I've got to sort of wear my producer's hat here and turn around and say, if you're thinking about robbing a train, don't do it.
Do you think?
No, exactly. People,
I just thought it'd be a bit of a giggle.
Yeah, okay. I suppose he did improve for Oliver when he was the Artful Dodger. And his mum used to look after a stage school, so there we are. Phil Collins, Groovy Kind of Love, and another tune from the Mood Swings of Nick Elliott takes us north of the border to a band who would have walked a number of miles, 1,000 miles, probably 5,000 miles, 500 miles, however long they would have walked, just to have one Nick Elliott photograph of one of the magical things.
I've actually done some stuff with these guys, actually.
They're twins, of course.
They are indeed.
Do you know to which band we're referring, Sue?
I do, and I'm trying to think. Proclaimers.
Oh, if you go, you send back a letter from
Letters from America. Moving swiftly on. Get the fader up.
Spin the track,
they man. They do sing spin like the Scottish people, though. That's the, I always think of like two little meerkats.
Oh, well. Thank you.
Those folk who are listening to Sound of Nick's Vision from a hospital bed, you may be out there.
I hope not.
There are areas, hospital broadcasting, where there are certain tunes you can never actually play. And you were told, don't ever play this. It never stopped me back in the day, but primarily because the opening lyric in this number that we're about to hear is "And now the end is near." And people said,
"Is that true?
Yeah,
is that a fact?
It's a definite routine."
Hospital radio.
Listen,
I sack it.
There is a
really?
Big problem with not all stations, not all hospital broadcasting things, but there is that the. I like to sort of add that to the notion of if you're listening in the cardiothoracic unit.
Boo!
Cue Frank.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got, if not himself, then he has not.
Stripes, Willie Nelson, Wynton Marsalis, Huey Lewis and the News, The Rolling Stones, Oasis, Travis, Phil Collins, The Proclaimers, Frank Sinatra, or just a smidgen of the psychedelic furs, Pretty in Pink, which one gets your vote, Sue?
Willie Nelson.
Fine. Nick, what do we say when it's time to say farewell on Sound and Nick's Vision for another month?
We say keep music live.